Is it keto? Is it paleo? Is it fasting? Is it high carb? Maybe it's low carb. What is the best diet for fat loss? This is Chris with Iron Hero CrossFit and the Iron Hero FitCast. And let's take a look at these, what is the best diet for fat loss, and see if we can kind of sift through all the noise that is the internet, because frankly, there's a lot out there. So why do these diets work? Things like keto or paleo or carnivore or fasting, Mediterranean diet, all that. Although it seems like the carnivore diet and fasting seem to be the two that people want to go to at this point. So surprisingly, or maybe not, they all generally work for the same reason or reasons. They're cutting total calories out of your diet. And this is true whether you mean to or not. You, for example, you're making your own food. You're probably making better choices with your food and how much of what you're eating. And all these diets and these trends reduce total calorie intake as a byproduct. And when you get into a calorie deficit, that's where changes in the scale happen. Now, burnout is real. And this is something you need to be conscious of. When the major potential downside to these diets in general is exactly that, is total caloric intake. You've been taught, and I know this because I've been taught, and pretty much everybody that I talk to has been taught, men and women alike, to eat less and to work out more, just as a general rule. And that works, or at least it works until it doesn't. In other words, if you're eating less and you're exercising more, you're burning more energy, and you'll lose weight up until your body slows its metabolism down to meet what you're giving it, or what the total net energy, say the total net energy for the day. And this does exactly the opposite of probably what you're trying to do. And you're trying to raise your metabolism, and you're trying to add muscle, and you're trying to drop body fat. And this is probably going to do, for the most part, the exact opposite. At that point, pretty much all this good stuff that's been happening up to that point, the weight loss and the fat loss and all that, will probably start to stop. And if you're somebody who's ever gained weight back faster than you initially gained it after doing something like this, it's probably because you lowered your metabolism in the process. And when you went back to eating the way you were eating before, you actually put yourself at a much higher calorie surplus. And that's a tough thing to eat, so to speak, because you did all the right things, and now it's coming back, and it's coming back with a vengeance. So here's what I would do. I would start with the basics. I would eat more protein and more vegetables. And not just that, I would probably front load your meals with that stuff, even though the carbohydrates and the sugar stuff and all that is the more fun. I would eat all the protein and the veggies first. It helps with satiety. It helps you feel fuller. And so you're less likely to do as much damage with the next bullet point, which is the added sugars and all the extra carbohydrates that you may or may not need. And so that second, minimize the added sugars. And if you look at packages of food, you'll notice that they are everywhere. Places you wouldn't think, they are everywhere. Three, drink more water. That one is a given. And while that might not have the caloric intake or anything that you might be thinking, it's still a vital part of health. Number four, move more throughout the day, not just with your exercise, but generally just move more throughout the day. It's not a bad thing. It can help support weight loss and fat loss. And sometimes it's just good to get outside and do some movement. Number five, create a sleep routine that you can stick with that gets you both hours of sleep and quality sleep. That's important. We talked about it last week a little bit more, not a lot more, but a little bit more. And it does have an impact on your results. Now, as for your indulgences, as for the things that, hey, maybe you have a sweet tooth or maybe you're a potato chip person, as for all that, have them. Absolutely. Just don't do them all the time and pick and choose where you put them. There's power in assigning where this stuff happens versus it just happens to you. Now, the best diet for fat loss isn't the one with all the fancy rules and stipulations. It's the one that works for your life, your schedule, and your tastes, because it can't be boring and the same thing all the time, or at least it shouldn't be. So remember the basics. Eat protein, eat vegetables, probably eat them first, move a little bit more throughout the day, not just exercise, and work on your sleep. And if you want more help, you can send me an email at chris@ironherocrossfit.com, and I'm happy to help you problem solve what you've got going on.